Then in verse 19, the word is deeds, or some translations, works, the works of the flesh, or the deeds of the flesh. The word deeds. The word is number 2041, number 2041, ergon. And it means to work or toil as an effort or occupation, by implication, an act. So you're working or toiling at something. So if look at this here, now the deeds of the flesh are evident, the works of the flesh. You're working or toiling towards what? You're working or toiling towards the flesh. It's like an occupation. What is an occupation? It's a job. It's a career, right? So you're in effect making a career, and I'm highly simplifying this, but I'm just trying to bring out the idea. You're making a career of working for the flesh. It's an act, by implication, an act. Now, it's interesting that when you are talking in behavioral science terminology, and we have some folks here who are involved in the field of behavioral science, okay, and social work and things of that nature, when someone who has an addiction or a behavioral problem is doing things that they shouldn't, it's often referred to as doing what? Anybody want to take a quick stab at it? You get to shout it out. When you're doing something, you shouldn't be doing it. It's something that's part of your behavioral pattern, but you're not doing it. What's it called? It's called acting out, right? Okay? You know, when someone is acting out, they're fulfilling that behavior that they're not supposed to be doing. Okay, so and that's the concept of a deed or work here. It's something that you're acting out. You're putting an effort and toil into fulfilling, in this case, the desires of the flesh. Now let's go over to Romans chapter 8, and let's compare this, because of course Paul would have written the epistle to the Galatians, and he also would have written the epistle to the Romans. So let's compare, because his ideas would have been similar in his teaching. Romans 8, beginning with verse 1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Messiah Yahshua. Okay, this is like the saying in Galatians that there's no law against the fruit of the Spirit. There's no condemnation for those who are in Messiah Yahshua. In other words, if you're doing the will of Yahweh and the will of Yahshua, then there's no condemnation. You're doing well, okay? There's no judgment that's going to fall upon you because you're doing what you're supposed to do. For the law of the Spirit of life in Messiah Yahshua has set you free from the law of sin and of death. Now, always notice that contrast. Remember that the flesh and the spirit are in opposition to one another. So one has to do with the law of sin and death. Okay, that's the works of the flesh. And then the other one has to do with the law of life, of the spirit of life. The one that gives you freedom and gives you life. And that's the law of the Spirit. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, Yahweh did. Sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that the requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So there's this concept, again, of walking according to the Spirit, as opposed to walking according to the flesh. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds, and this is how it happens, right? You don't just get up one day and say, I'm going to walk according to the flesh. It starts somewhere. It starts here. It starts in the mind. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. You're dwelling on it. You're actively thinking about it because first you think it and then you do it. And that's with anything that you do, whether it's positive or negative, right? You know, if you're planning on doing a speech, you start mulling it over in your mind. If you're planning on going to the store or going to the movies on a particular day, you start planning it in your mind. First you plan it, and then you do it. For the mind, for those, verse 5, for those who are according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. And those are the two choices that we have, brethren. Those are the two natural consequences of our actions. If we're going to set our minds on the flesh, then we have to understand you can do that, but the eventual consequence of doing that, there's a consequence to everything that you do. You ever heard in school about for every action there's a reaction, right? Cause and effect and all that business? Well, that's the absolute truth. If you go in this direction, you can do it. You're free, quote-unquote, to do it. But you just understand that there's a consequence to that. And the consequences will occur. Just as if you decide to throw yourself off a roof, the law of gravity will take effect, right? There's a consequence to that. You're free to do it, but you're going to hit the ground. You're going to hurt yourself or kill yourself, okay? And there are spiritual consequences too. Just like there are laws, there are physical laws that have natural consequences, logical consequences. You need to understand that there are spiritual laws that also have consequences that are just as real, and they will surely occur, just as you and I are sitting and standing here today.